Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you? This is Mute Customer Service. How may I assist you?
Can you say that to me again? Because I didn't hear you.
This is a Mute Customer Service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling. I had a call from you today stating you wanted me to respond to a charge on January 28th for $49.97, whether it was mine or not. Is there any way you can tell me what company it went to?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
Sure.
Excuse me for that. Okay. First and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Lorraine K. Klaus, 329 Lark Avenue, Rogers with an S, City, Michigan, 49779.
And you said Lori Klaus?
It's actually Lorraine, Lorraine.
But the last name is Klaus?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account shows that that was a purchase that was made for a neck massager for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. Do you recall of making a purchase for that neck massager?
It was kind of an, I remember that now. It was part of another purchase. It was just something else that they were trying to Yeah, so does it say the name of the company?
Okay, so with that purchase being made for the neck massager of the $7.45, it also did express 24 to 48 hours of that purchase. If the account was not canceled, then a $49.97 charge would apply to the account. And it would be for a $125 gift card that would be sent to your email, so you will be able to order more gadgets off the website. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing you clearly.
It's for a gift card that was sent to you for $125. If you would like to continue receiving those gift cards for $125, it will be $49.97 a month.
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't receive any gift cards.
We sent it to the email. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this account for you, and with that recent charge coming.
I just got this one. Oh, no, I've had it for a long time. Sorry.
I was canceling the account with us. I'm not your card. I'm not sure. We don't have anything to do with your card. But I do understand that with the most recent charge coming out of the account on our end, we are able to get that reversed for you. And also, there will be an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund. Do allow your bank 3 to 5 business days to release the funds back into your account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I didn't understand 3/4 of what you said. I'm so sorry. I don't know if it's because you're talking so fast or what. Okay, what's the confirmation number?
That's going to be She Is in Charlie, 258-832-0092.
I'm going to read that back. Season cat 258-832-092.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. 3 to 5 business days for that refund and 24 to 48 hours for the email, all right?
What refund are you giving me again? Because I didn't hear that.
The $49.97. We were able to void that charge.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days for the refund. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Well, thank you very much for helping me so much today. Okay.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.